Chapter 3. Friar Tuck joins the outlaws. Will Scarlet told Robin that a big, fat man lived in a cavern near a river in Sherwood Forest. One day, Robin decided to meet him. He went to the river and saw a fat friar who was fishing.
"Good morning, young man," said the friar.
"Good day,"
answered Robin Hood.
"You are fishing in an outlaw river. The fish you catch are mine. You can fish here today, but only if you carry me across the river."
The friar did not like what Robin said, so he looked at him and said,
"I can carry you across the river. You are very thin. Can you carry me across the river?"
Robin was surprised to hear this.
"Of course, I can carry you. I am thin, but I am very strong."
Robin lifted the enormous friar with great difficulty. Then he carried him across the river.
"You are very heavy, friar, but I can carry you," said Robin.
At the other side of the river, Robin said,
"Now, you must carry me back."
The friar started to carry Robin Hood across the river. But when they arrived at the middle of the river, the friar stopped. He sniffed Robin and said,
"Goodness, you smell like an old rat. You need a good cold bath."
And so the friar threw Robin into the cold water. He laughed loudly and then pulled Robin to the riverbank. Robin was angry at first. Then he smiled and said,
"You were right. I needed a bath. I feel better now. My good friar, you are free to fish in this river when you want."
"Let us shake hands before I go away,"
said the friar.
"Oh, don't go away,"
said Robin.
"My name is Robin Hood."
"What? You are Robin Hood?"
asked the friar. He was very surprised.
"Yes. Come and live with me and my outlaws. We are all good, honest men. We take from the rich and give to the poor. We want a friar because we need the word of God. What is your name?"
"I am Friar Michael Tuck of Fountains Abbey. I had a quarrel with my abbot. He was very greedy and rich. He never helped the poor. He forgot God's teachings. When I told him this, he wanted to punish me. I escaped to the forest. Now I live a simple life."
"If you want to live a simple life and help the poor, then come to Sherwood Forest,"
said Robin. The two men shook hands and promised to be friends for life.